Play back in midfield again. SU still possession. On the near side, it comes down for Rondon. Rondon now for Estrada. Estrada trying to switch far side. Wind hanging up again. It's a bit blustery right now. 72 degrees, the kickoff temperature. Again, I think we're done with the rain for the day. On the far side, NJCU still controlling. Salinas lost the ball, but a teammate got it back for him. But it goes right back to one of the Eagles briefly. So good energy, but both teams, their first touches, still look a little bit rusty. Duarte kicks it along on the near side. A bit too far for Perez. And so SU will control. Rolled along on the near side now, outside the 18 for Rondon. Rondon up the field to midfield, goes off of a boot, and JCU will corral it. Otron kicked it upfield down the near side, was looking for Fallas, who looks like he's okay. Fallas, top of the box, fires! Scores! Turkif Fallas on the floor, on the board! He gets up and scores, and NJCU is in front of goal to nil. A majestic shot that was into the far right corner of the net. Nice and high, but not too high. Off his left foot, and boom. The Gothic Knights have worked very hard to keep consistent pressure in the midfield, and they've been rewarded with a goal here. So Fallas, the last 3 years, 51 games, 27 starts, had 10 goals and 8 assists the last 3 years. 2022 ECAC All-Tourney Team. As this one is going to be glanced back towards Cunha, back into the NJCU half. Not much that Jonathan Ramirez Delgado could do in that net for SEU. That was a perfect shot, and it's too bad we didn't have the camera up. His body language said it all, as if to say, now do you really expect me to save that one? As he'll get a back here from a teammate, back in his own box, shifts it near side, intended for Rondon. Rondon shanked it a little bit, but it still got to midfield, but it's chested down by Otron. Now for Salinas, who yanked it back on the far side for Zolder. Zolder kicks it upfield left side, looking for Duarte. Flag stays down. Duarte still hanging onto it. And now the flag does come up because Duarte participated in the play. Sometimes the assistant will let it go if it's not affecting the play, and that time it most certainly did. The NJAC preseason poll had NJCU slated to finish eighth, and maybe that was some bulletin board material for them before this game. Montclair received 5 out of 10 first-place votes. Rowan received 4. And despite not receiving any first-place votes, Stockton came in 3rd in the preseason poll. Final first-place vote went to Kane, which finished 4th. 5 through 10, Camden, Newark, Ramapo, NJCU, William Patterson, TCNJ. You follow the Twitter account, Dark Horse was seen on the graphic. Maybe they could be, but right now, they're Gothic Knights and White Knights together, as this is played near side by Ramirez Delgado, the keeper, near side, and trying to come up the flank is Rondon, but a hard challenge there. The referee goes right to the pocket. Booked is Carlos Perez. As soon as I saw the toenail briefly come through the cleat, I knew he was in trouble. He apologized immediately, and good on him. But I think that's the appropriate call there. So Perez is booked just over a quarter hour in. Jorkev has the goal for NJC, or the goal to nil. So now the energy is kicked up a bit. Hopefully it simmers back down again. SEU is a physical team, or at least that's what it was last year. Amir Mata led the team with 10 yellow cards. They play a fast, physical brand of soccer. They're trying to move it upfield for NJC was Perez, but it's off the body of Mosquera, so it'll be a throw-in on the near side for the Gothic Knights. Salmeron shifted it far side as the Gothic Knights going station to station right now. It's the local train, not the express, but that's okay. It's still fried straight here. Outron almost gave it up, trying to slide it away was Mosquera, but instead it'll be played back to the back line for SEU, and it's shifted forward by Castro. Far side it came. Can it be saved? Arteaga tried. Kept it alive. No, he did not grow a third leg, but that was pretty cool. Off ahead as SEU now attacking. Bimboza dropped it from Mosquera. Mosquera into the box it comes, and a nice catch made by Cunha. Dominic Cunha, the keeper. Rahway is home. Think both teams have some question marks in net. I've seen more and more teams in the early going, especially Division One, have a keeper of the first half and a different one of the second, perhaps giving the other team a different look, or maybe they don't have a plan just yet. You see a lot in lacrosse, especially in the women's game, where those free position shots give you one-on-one opportunities very frequently. We'll see how long it takes for both teams to be settled in that regard. Meanwhile, NJCU plays back at midfield. Shifted. Right side of the wind carries that one. And trying to save it is Perez, but he cannot. You can probably hear this through the crowd, Mike. I hope you can hear me more than the wind. But this wind right now is bordering on Old Giant Stadium, if you're old enough to remember what that was like. On the near side, SEU controlling. In their own half of the field, Ahmed. Chips it up far side. Martinez knocked off the ball. He goes down, was perhaps pulled down by Crespo. And so it'll be a free kick coming up here for SEU. On the far side, free kick will be taken about halfway between the 18 and midfield for SEU. Then back on the near side, it'll be taken. Head of the 18 on the sideline by Londano. Londano looks to shift it through. Has a chance, but a great slide tackle made by Caballero as NJCU surround and try to clear it on the near side towards midfield. It'll just go out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in coming up for SEU. First time we've called the name of Sebastian Londano for SEU. United East Rookie of the Year last year. 21 games, 19 starts, 22 goals. Shifted into the NJCU box, and it's cleared away by the Gothic Knights. The last second is at the top of the box, and the Gothic Knights will clear. Sent back near side, and the foul is called. It'll be against the Eagles. So the juice continues flowing pretty heavily here. Both teams just excited to play. NJCU trying to take a meaningful first step here. The coach has promised. We've focused on ourselves. We've prioritized us, and so far, so good. On the near side across midfield for NJCU, it's Perez. Perez yanked back now for Ultron. On the far side is the Gothic Knights controlling midfield, just trying to slow things down. Chip on the far side, wind hangs it up again, but the Gothic Knights able to keep it going, and his shot is going to go right into the hands of Ramirez Delgado from long range. So this game has started, also starting at season today, the NJC Women's Volleyball Team. A tri-match continues at this hour at the JMAC that involves John Jay and Mount St. Vincent. NJCU coach Jordan Robinson expects a rebound season after a tough campaign last year. He says, with the experience this young squad gained last season, along with three additions coming this fall, we're looking forward to stabilizing this team and getting the program back on track. Near side, NJCU trying to move forward. Good defending by SEU, though. And it's worked back now. The Gothic Knights thought they had a chance. A foul is called, though. The assistant had his flag waving, so it'll be a free kick coming up for the Gothic Knights on the near side. As I'm looking to see if there was a card given, and based on the referee holding his pencil there, I think somebody has been booked. It might have been Mosquera for St. Elizabeth. Neither team has made any substitutions so far. Duarte shifts it back, far side, backpedaling to the back of the 18 it goes, and it's going to go over the goal line for a goal kick coming up now for the Eagles. Shots on the board are 2-0 in favor of NJCU. Four fouls for NJCU, three fouls for St. Elizabeth. As the Eagles control their own 18, follow with a goal kick. Not looking to challenge the NJCU midfield right now. As they'll go backwards and then forward again, but it's knocked away by the head of Caballero at midfield for NJCU. Fallis worked it on the far side. Shifted in front. A Torquay moves in. Scores! Tic-tac goal. Started with the head of Caballero. I think Duarte was involved as well. And NJCU out of the gate, up 2-0. It was such a gentle play. SEU, in part because of the wind, I think. I'm not making an excuse for them, but it's not howling, but they're definitely going up vertical right now. And as soon as that ball hit the head, I think, of Caballero, to start the play, you knew that NJCU was going to have a very swift response. Emmanuel Atorque picks up the goal. Needed 13 games last year, finished with one. In game one of this year, he's got one. Thiago Duarte gets the assist on the play. Sometimes they'll add a secondary, but it's a lot harder to get a secondary assist in soccer than it is in hockey. It's trying to move forward for SEU at midfield is Mosquera. But NJCU has built a white wall at midfield right now, and the Eagles are clearly struggling right now to get it up forward. An offsides call that canceled the goal in the opening minute for SEU now looks huge as the Gothic Knights look to make a play on the near side of midfield, but it's knocked out ahead of Sebastian Londono. Again, bears worth repeating. United East Rookie of the Year last year, 21 games, 22 goals. NJCU controlled on the attacking half, but it's knocked away with a hard tackle by Gabino. Both teams are playing hard right now. Very enjoyable. It was Ahmed, by the way, that got booked for St. Elizabeth a while back. So he's got a yellow. Perez has a yellow. I somehow think those won't be the only ones on the day with how hard these teams play. Shifted right side by Duarte. High clearance, and it comes right to the keeper, Ramirez Delgado. Trying to get upfield quickly and a hard challenge. It'll be a free kick coming up. And a card has been given again. This one is to Duarte. No, I'm not speaking things into existence. I just think that the referee's going to go to the pocket a lot today. So third card given. Two more. We've got a full house. Free kick for SEU. Just shy of the midfield circle, dead center. Approach the midway point of this first half. Fallis and Atorque have the goals for the Gothic Knights. They're in front of SEU, 2-0.